Welcome to my blog talk radio show, Love Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Nader. I'm a creative coach, singer, songwriter, artist, and the author of the book, The Art of Living a Life You Love. I am happy, super happy, to have Patricia Love back as my guest on Love Your Music. Join us for a conversation about how to have and benefit from a positive mindset. Welcome, Patricia.
Well, thank you. I'm so happy to be back. I'm positively happy. It's always fun to talk with you and chat with you and talk with your listeners, because I think, first off, positivity is such an important part of life that we tend to forget about, and It's really easy to stray and go back to the negative part. So I'm all about the positive.
Yeah, me too. And like we had talked about earlier today before the show, is that it's a choice. It's all about choices. And it's something that people say to my husband or to me, or, oh, she's so positive. But, I don't think of myself as positive. I think of myself as someone who consciously chooses to look for things to be happy about and makes choices to look at positive.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And a lot of people don't really understand that they have that choice, because it becomes really common to just kind of be on that hamster wheel of life that goes around with a lot of negativity happening with us and social media and negative things that are out there, when in reality, we can choose to look at something different. We can choose to look at something more positive. We can choose to listen to more positive things. And I think that word choice, and we've talked about words before, how important it is to say that word to yourself and actually, you know, reiterate to yourself, well, you know what, you know, I have a choice. I can choose to be happy, or I can choose to change my mindset and not be sad. So it definitely is a choice.
Yeah, it's about choices for sure. And as I was telling you also, tonight I'm going to lead our Toastmasters meeting, and I chose the theme of choices for a happy life. And, you know, it's definitely something that we choose to do. And I thought it would be good to do some examples of questions that can help you focus more on enjoying life and remind you that you have choices and things to be thankful for. So I'm going to ask you these questions that I'm going to ask tonight, and I want to hear your answers and get people thinking about the choices that they make, about how the question, first of all, the questions that they ask themselves or let other people ask them, and also the difference in asking yourself questions that help you focus on things that are positive or happy or thankful. So the first question I want to ask you is, what are you happy about?
You know, that is an interesting question, is what am I happy about? You know, actually, when I sit and I pause a lot and I think about, what are you happy about today? But I want to, and I put that word pause in there, because I find when I stop, that's when I can see and understand what I am happy about, because I don't have this noise around me that's interfering with me knowing and understanding what am I happy about. And I'm happy about actually just that the sun is shining today. It seems so simple, but the simplistic things in life make me happy, and it also makes me more grateful in the long run. So I'm happy of those things, but I think the biggest thing about the question is for people to stop during the day and to realize, what am I happy about? Or what are my feelings right now? It's a choice to stop. It's a choice to pause, because again, every day we get up and we do the same thing over and over again, a lot of cases anyway. And we forget about that question. You know, what am I happy about? Until you sit down at nighttime and maybe have a glass of wine or whatever, or a cup of coffee, and, you know, and you might think about it, but you might have all other kinds of things going on in your life that you never really think about that question. And you have to stop and pause. And so I like to reiterate that it's a choice to pause and take just a two-minute pause on your life and what's making me happy today. And you might find a lot more things that make you happy than sad, because the sad stuff always comes out and is big, right? and the positive things that, you know, like the kid smiling or your cat doing stupid things or whatever it might be, you know. But if you really articulate that and say that, what am I happy about today? And pause, I think it makes more sense.
Yeah, totally. Excuse me. And you're so right about pausing. I mean, part of what happens is, like you said, I think you said it, that we get on like a hamster wheel.
We're going and going and going.
And unless you get off of that for at least a few seconds or a couple of minutes or whatever and start thinking about that, what am I happy about right now? Or okay, number two, who are you thankful for? Not what, who are you thankful for? I mean, that one is one that gets us thinking about who we're thankful to have in our lives. And
well,
I'm definitely thankful to have you in my life, for example.
Well, thank you. I'm thankful to have you too. But it's interesting you bring up that question, who am I thankful for? Because I actually posted something on Instagram today about life as a gift and about, mm-hmm. you know, because life is short. Life is full of all kinds of things going on, and that we need to be grateful for living and our friends and our family. And I'm grateful for the people in my life that I think about daily, and even the people that I don't think about daily, that they're good friends, but you don't see them often enough. I really
mm-hmm.
make a choice to be thankful for them so many times. I was so grateful, and she may even be listening to this last night, that I was included last night, being Valentine's Day, right? I was included
mm-hmm.
with a couple, a new friend of mine that I just love, and
mm-hmm.
And I'm grateful for that. And I want to make sure that I let her know that, but also I want to remind myself that, well, I'm just so grateful to this new friend to be in my life. And it's just taking those little things, and again, it's choices, right? It's like you mentioned,
right.
Like we're on the hamster wheel, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a choice to sit back and like, who am I thankful for? And for me, it's the close people and the people that I don't even talk to all the time. And I also try to make a point of reaching out to some of those people, like texting or even a phone call, you know, because they do mean something to me. And so I want them to know that. And I think that's another thing that we don't do, is that we don't reach out enough. And then what happens? Maybe they're gone. And things can happen in a heartbeat.
That's one of the things my mom always taught us as we were growing up, is that to realize that you never know when somebody could be gone from your life, and to be grateful for them and thankful for them and spend time with them and check in with them while you can, which is right now.
And that's right. And it's in the moment.
Sure, it's
being present. It really is being present.
Yeah.
And in the moment, and getting off, like you say, that hamster wheel, because otherwise, I mean, and I've done the same thing where months can go by and years sometimes, and you're like, oh, my God,
mm-hmm.
I have not contacted that person. And you've meant to contact them. And
mm-hmm.
and then it's like the next thing you know, it's like 6-8 months later. I'm like, oh, my God. And it's being present in that moment, like, who am I thankful today? And maybe who should I reach out to?
Three is a little bit similar, but it's instead of who, it's what are you grateful for? What are you grateful for?
You know, honestly, and this is crazy because, I mean, I have a lot of wonderful people in my life, but I'm really grateful
mm-hmm.
for my cat. My cat.
You know, I'm grateful
is...
for my cat, too.
She just makes me smile, you know? I mean, she
mm-hmm.
does these crazy things, and she just is entertaining. I get up, and it just puts a smile on my face when she just looks at me. Even if it's looking for breakfast, it doesn't matter. It's just,
mm-hmm.
it puts a complete smile on my face, and I can turn my whole day on a really positive note. And again, I choose to do that, but sometimes, you know, that thing or that little thing really does reach out to you and makes you look at and be grateful for them. So,
yeah. Oh, I know exactly what you mean. I'm so grateful for our cat, Bender. He likes to meditate with me.
I love that.
And I write my morning pages in my leopard polar fleece robe. I can't say it. And he comes over and he lies on me, and he'll do making biscuits just a little bit, and then he goes to sleep while I'm writing over to the right.
Oh, that's so sweet. Which, you know what it is, though, I think, and I say the cat, and I think it takes it back to it's being grateful just for the simple things. I mean, simply, I mean, a lot of people know this and some people don't, but I live on a boat. When you live on a boat, anything can happen. Anything can happen. So when I'm in Seattle, I'm on my boat, and I wake up sometimes and I go, "Ooh, I'm grateful there's no water in my boat." it's just the little things, you know. I'm grateful that my electricity didn't go out. We had a huge storm the other night, and I was grateful that wow, nothing went out. So it's just really stopping and choosing to be grateful for very simplistic things, and those simple things mean a lot. But people forget about them. They think they need to be grateful for something really big. You know, like, I got a new car. No, I'm just grateful that I have food to eat and clothes to put on. And when you do that, it makes life really more positive.
Yeah,
and
you know,
so
you said something. Also, to go along with what you were saying there, too, is that, you know, you see all these books that say, oh, write 10 things that you're grateful for each day, and every day it has to be something different. I'm going, no. Then all of a sudden it turns into this left brain thing. What did I write about yesterday? You
know? Right, right.
It's just, what am I grateful for right now? And then, like you said, pause, look around and go, I'm grateful I have electricity. I'm grateful that the internet's working. You know, that sort of thing.
Because we take things for granted is why.
Yeah.
Everybody takes things for granted. And but as soon as those things are gone, you know, like when you lose water, I mean, it happened to me, oh, gosh, I think it was a week ago where, you know, my water system was kind of, you know, acting up. And I'm like, wait a minute, that's not the end of the world. There's water someplace else. It's not like you can't take. So it's just really understanding. But when those things go out, you know, you realize that, wow, I need to be more grateful when they are working and not just taking everything for granted.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so next question 4, what do you appreciate? What do you appreciate?
You know, I appreciate that I have the capability of just learning every day. And that sounds kind of crazy, but I appreciate that I can read or I can listen, and I'm growing and I'm learning every day. And that to me is appreciation, that because I'm always growing, and that's, you know, we talked about this a little earlier, but for me, especially in the last 15, 20 years, that's been a big part of who I am. And it's like I suddenly realized, wow, I just appreciate every day that I get to learn something new and evolve. and it's exciting for me. And, you know, sometimes it's negative stuff, sometimes it's positive stuff, but at least I'm growing. So I appreciate the fact that I'm still growing, and we talked about the mindset on that, where people have fixed mindsets versus growth mindsets. And I am appreciative that I've established a growth mindset, which is a continual growing of who I am, evolving, ever-changing in life. Because being, you know, a lot of people or friends that I've had in the past don't want to change. They want to, they're closed-minded, and nothing is good, and I find that there's a lot of negativity within that when they have that fixed mindset, which I choose not to be around as much of that. You know, sometimes you can't help it because it's family. But I can choose to, you know, limit my time with that kind of, you know, fixed mindset, because I love being around people that, like you, that they're growing, evolving, no matter what age you are, and I love that.
Oh, I do too.
And that's what I'm appreciative for.
I appreciate all those things as well. Number 5, what excites you? And you kind of started talking about that a little bit in the one about appreciation. So what excites you?
You know, I get excited when I see other people smile. That sounds a little Pollyanna, but it, I get excited when I'm helping others. That excites me. Or when I'm able to help a stray animal. That excites me. That gets me, that's kind of passion for me. It's growing, and again, back to the learning. But it's just helping others and growing and learning more so I can help others more. Whether that be out and just being that positive, you know, giving that up feeling to people, because an up energy. Because sometimes there's so much negative energy out there that having that energy flow and making other people happy and laugh and smile, I like that. That makes me happy. That makes me feel passionate towards things.
I can totally relate the whole idea of feeling excited when people smile. Because sometimes, you know, it sounds like a small thing, but excuse me, it's not. I mean, there's a lot of people that go through the day without smiling very much.
No, they look very unhappy, like grumpy cat, you know. It's like, and, you know, it's so funny. I remember back in the day when I used to be in the retail business years and years ago, and I had to go into the stores as an account coordinator, and I was in the I would sell jewelry, you know, behind the counter, and I always made it my goal to make these people smile rather than like, can you help me or something like that. It was more like, wow, I love that color on you. And the difference it made in them, they would smile because somebody was saying something nice to them and being positive. And I made it a goal to do that. And I loved, you know, these people would come in with a grumpy face and then leave with a happy smile, whether they bought something or not. And that made my day.
Yeah, I totally get it. It's just, wow.
We just need more people to do that. Margo, we need more people to want to do that, to make other people happy, to put that kindness out there and have that positive outlook. And we talked earlier, it really is a choice to be kind to others. It's really a choice to smile at somebody walking down the street and saying hello, like maybe you're just walking on like a, you know, in the mall or just outside and people are walking by smiling and saying hello. You don't know. And to me, that's just it practices positivity. It practices getting you in the habit of being more positive. And when you are more positive, better opportunities and more positive stuff happens.
Yeah. We were talking also about the differences and samenesses with mindset and attitude, for example. And
right.
Positive versus negative attitude, a growth mindset versus a fixed mindset, a positive mindset versus a positive attitude. Those are all, you know, they're similar and yet they're different. So what do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, it's interesting you say that because it's almost a slight, you know, a slight little pendulum that can go one way or the other, right? And people like always think, well, I don't have that kind of a positive outlook. I don't have that. And it is a choice in mindset versus attitude, you might say, is to choose to see the glass half full rather than choosing to see it half empty, which becomes that kind of negative attitude about life in general, that everybody is against me. Everybody is, I can't get anywhere in life in the way. Whereas just a slight move of the needle and in creating it every day can put a more positive, positive on it, swing to it. And it's so slight, but it is a choice. So when you get up in the morning, you can choose to be unhappy, right? If you want to.
Right.
Or if you stub a toe or you spill some coffee, you can choose to be mad and continue to be mad.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can choose to say, well, that was a little accident. Uh-oh, oopsie. Let's don't like make that ruin my day. And then it becomes a choice, and that's, you know, again, it's a slight difference between attitude and positive mindset, but it's a matter of choosing between, do I want to feel good about myself or do I want to feel bad about myself? Do I want to feel good about the world or do I want to feel bad about the world because it's so negative? And I find that the more positive swing on things that I can do, and look at, we all have negative days, right? We all have negative moments. Not every day is a good day. Right?
Right?
Because maybe somebody's passed away and things happen and cat's ill or you're not feeling good. But we can still choose to be more on the positive pendulum part of it. Do we have to be Pollyanna every second? No. But we can certainly try to make it swing to the right a little better. Maybe be kind to 2 out of 3 people or whatever. But it just really is creating new habits. And people think they're hard to make and are hard to do, but habits are just choosing to do it every day, and eventually it becomes more natural. I mean, how do you do it every day, right? But it's not always a good day, but you choose to make it a better day, right?
Right, right. Yeah, I choose. I choose. I start out my day definitely choosing on purpose to think about what I'm happy about and what I'm grateful for and who I'm thankful for and all those type of things that I asked you before. And then also writing my morning pages. I usually write about whatever is going on. And I've been doing, I don't know if you've been noticing this, but on my Instagram every day, I've chosen 31 words, and every day I write about what I'm thankful for. Like today,
yes.
It was inspiration.
Yes, I've seen that. Yeah, and I'm like, oh my gosh, maybe I should be doing that.
Yeah, no, I keep meaning to get around to actually making a list of the 31 words that I've been using, because I kind of, over the last few years, had been sort of doing it, but I started changing them, and some of them, and the 31 that I have right now, I actually been thinking of them as my keys to happiness. So,
and you're choosing to do that every day, and it's making a difference. It makes you think about things. And I think that's the key here is actually, as we talked about earlier, is pausing and thinking about your life, thinking about how you're reacting to life. Am I negative? There's a lot of people, and you know this, that they don't even know they're negative. They think that, I'm not negative. And if they actually were to pause and actually sit and think like, well, what are you saying to yourself? When you hear yourself saying, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that, or I won't do this, or I won't do this. When reality is you need to turn those things around, like we talked about those words before, and say, I get to do this, or I haven't done that yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's choosing to live in a more positive way of life. With all the negativity that's around us, because negative energy can be very powerful if we're not careful, and it can take over the positiveness. And we need to really look and pause at what we're saying to ourselves, because it's important to, if we're saying negative stuff to ourselves, it's hard to get out of that negative mode.
Well, one of the things that came to my mind while you were saying that too, though, is it's really upsets me when I hear people say I'm negative or I'm positive, or telling other people they're negative, especially, because
we
aren't just one or the other, like you were saying before. You know, it's not that we're negative or we're positive. It's that we choose to look at what's positive, or we choose to look at what's negative first, and always or most of the time. And it's a shift, it's like you said, it's a pendulum. It's in the book Success Through a Positive Mental Attitude, Napoleon Hill calls it like a talisman, and you can choose whether you want it to point toward the positive or the negative, and to look at what's good or what's bad, and to look for the opportunities, the seed of an opportunity, and when things go wrong. That sort of thing.
It's how you look at things. It really is. And we go back to a lot of the quotes, but it's like when we change our perspective on things, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change, right?
Yeah.
And we need to really understand that when negative things are happening, we have a choice to look at and say, okay, can I shift this into a positive? How can I make this better? Instead of going to the other way and like, oh, this is crappy, and this is going to wreck my day, this is going to wreck my week. You can really shift your whole mind by words and say, what can I do to make this better? And I think one of the main things, and we mentioned it earlier, is acknowledging that maybe you might be negative. And that's listening to what you're saying to yourself. Because, again, we're on a hamster wheel of life. We're busy, busy, busy. People are going, doing things, taking care of kids and parents and whatever that might be, cooking and, as many things. Work is hard, maybe your health issues. But we don't stop to pause enough to say, wait a minute, am I causing a lot of this myself? Am I in such a negative mode that maybe I need to start listening to what I'm saying to myself? And when you can acknowledge the fact that, maybe.
Yeah, and that takes us to self-talk also. Self-talk can be, it's not necessary, it's not always positive. You can choose to make it positive.
It's not.
But it does. No, there's a lot of people are saying things to themselves that's positive.
Positive. I mean, I catch myself, and I love being positive.
Oh, me too.
But there's a period. Yeah, but there's times when I'm actually catch myself saying something negative to myself, and for a few minutes I'm like, but I'm very also listening, especially if I say it a couple times, or say a bad word or say this negative thing, and I'm like, wait a minute. I'm really enforcing that negativity. Patricia, let's change that around. What can we do to make it more positive? And I really have to have self-talk to myself. But I have to acknowledge the fact that maybe I'm creating some of these issues myself. Because when I get upset, sometimes I can stay in that madness or the anger for a little bit. And I'm like, wait a minute, you're causing yourself to have that anger and not have a happy day. So let's switch it up, put on some music and switch it up now. And so we have to get really kind of harsh with ourselves, right? We have to kind of really be strong, and we don't always like to acknowledge the negativity in our own selves because we never want to believe that we could be that way, right? But unfortunately, we have negative parts of us, and we need to acknowledge that. So when you do acknowledge it, you can move more of that needle towards that positive, you know, point.
And make better choices, like you were saying. Better is an incredibly powerful word because better, I can do this better. I could, and that's a growth mindset as well.
It's a growth mindset because a fixed mindset would say, I can't change. I don't know how to. I don't want to.
We
you
only
know,
have,
and in reality, it's you can change. It's whether you're choosing to.
Yeah,
if
we only have a little over 3 minutes left. Can you believe it? Oh my gosh! I wanted to say also that neither one a positive attitude or a positive mindset is about pretending to be happy. They're about seeing things as they are, not better or worse than they are, and then they're looking for what's good, looking for what's right in your life, looking for what you're
thankful for and grateful for. It's choosing to find something better within the negative. It's not that, you're right, we're not, you know, we're not, this is a born happy, happy, happy all the time. It's just life throws a lot of negative stuff at us, and it's really choosing, how do we want to approach this? Do I want to approach this in a negative way, which we have a tendency to go straight to the negative, right, especially when things are bad, when in reality, sometimes those negatives turn out to be fabulous positives. Like when you lose a job sometimes, you know, you get upset and you're pissed off or you lose a client or whatever. And then all of a sudden you go, wait a minute, this might have just opened myself up to something new. I can put some new energy in here. So it's how we approach things. It's how we look at things. And it's how we choose the perspective of moving forward. And if nothing else, I really would like the listeners to understand that use that word choose. Put that in your vocabulary. You know, and make it part of your daily conversation. I'm choosing to do this. I'm choosing to be positive. And if you hear yourself saying, I'm choosing to be negative, well, then we need to have a chat.
Because
I don't think anybody wants to choose that, but sometimes we choose it and we don't realize it until we actually make a really, you know, a habit of like, or just really acknowledging it, saying, wait a minute, I've been choosing to be negative and I didn't even realize it. I'm going to choose to be more positive or just better. Because sometimes people, that positive is just too hard of a word for them. Yeah. I choose to be better.
Or just to look for what's good, you know? It doesn't have to be totally positive.
Look for what's good.
We only have a minute left. We only have a minute left.
Oh, my God. Here we go again.
So, anyway, people can find you at patricialove.com and find out more about you and your coaching. And I just have to say thank you, thank you, thank you for all the ways that you live your music, Patricia. The world.
Well, I love music, first off, and so you bring the power of music. And so I think about you all the time, like, oh, I got to put the music in today. You know, gotta put the music in the soul.
And I'm so thankful to know you and to have you on the show, and I'm really glad I had you on again today. And want you all out there to think about the choices that you make, what you focus on, what you believe, what you say to yourself and others. And I love your tagline too about go out and make somebody smile. Patricia.
That's right. Make somebody smile. Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I think this is a good time for us to close, and I just want everyone out there to remember, figure out what your heart desires and live your music. Bye for now, Patricia.
Thank you.
Bye for now, everyone.